In San Francisco, emergency rooms and paramedics see more than 200 heroin overdose deaths per year. Public health officials hope to bring that number down by equipping addicts to treat each other, giving them a prescription drug that can reverse a life-threatening overdose. From KQED in San Francisco, Raquel Maria Dillon reports on this experimental and unorthodox kind of street medicine.
Even when he's just sitting in a cafeteria near San Francisco's Tenderloin District, Buzz stands out. He wears his bright red hair in a ponytail, and his freckled arms are inked with elaborate tattoos. He's charming and friendly, and he's addicted to heroin.
I don't like the word dope fiend. It's like, you know, I'm a heroin addict. You know, I'm a user.
Last month, Buzz was shooting up in a homeless encampment when his friend nodded off and turned blue. A textbook example of a heroin overdose. Everyone else around him panicked, but Buzz stayed calm. He gave him a shot of the anti-narcotic drug naloxone, and according to Buzz, his friend started breathing again right away.
And it was a friend of mine that I knew real well, and a really great person, you know. And I saw him yesterday at breakfast, you know, and I still see him, and it's like, wow, there he is.
Buzz's story is just what Dr. Karen Seal at the University of California San Francisco Medical Center had been hoping for. In partnership with the city's Department of Public Health, she's teaching 24 heroin addicts how to inject naloxone to save someone who's overdosed.
There's a well-known quote in harm reduction that's, dead addicts don't recover.
Harm reduction refers to practices that reduce the health risks of drug use. In this research project, participants spend 4 days in training, learning CPR and rescue breathing, and how to use naloxone, which reverses the effects of heroin and other narcotics on the brain. According to Dr. Seal, there are two groups at higher risk for lethal overdose: heroin users who are trying to come clean and then relapse, and the new initiates who don't know what they're doing.
So they'll, let's say, come in from some town outside of an urban center like San Francisco, and they'll pick up some heroin. They're not experienced with the source, the dose that they need, and they will use, and that may be too much for them.
For years, harm reduction activists have had underground naloxone distribution programs for drug addicts at needle exchange sites. In 1997, Dan Bigg of the Chicago Recovery Alliance recruited physicians to prescribe it to participants in his needle exchange program.
To most physicians, it's a no-brainer. If injecting naloxone in the emergency room or in the ambulance brings people around miraculously, why wouldn't it in the someone's living room?
Other health professionals say naloxone isn't miraculous. Its effects are sudden and painful, and addicts wake up with severe withdrawal symptoms. And some are concerned that this kind of program could reduce an addict's healthy fear of overdosing, in effect enabling addicts to remain addicts. That was the concern in New Mexico, where earlier this year, health officials responded to a disturbing number of overdoses in rural parts of the state. They trained addicts, their family members, and police to use naloxone. But State Representative Ron Godbey draws the line at prescribing it to drug addicts.
If the heroin addicts had this drug readily available on their person or in their home or workplace or whatever, where's the motivation to stay clean? I think in the case of an overdose, it's right and proper that medical personnel be called. But as far as putting it in the hands of addicts themselves, I think that's going too far.
Back in San Francisco, participants in the naloxone studies say the overdose training program keeps people alive long enough to recover. William is sitting with Buzz in the Tenderloin cafeteria.
This is like beyond like recovery or getting little Johnny into a program. This program is about saving lives. You know, Johnny can't go into a program if Johnny's dead.
Now, after 30 years of addiction, William's in a methadone program. To these addicts, the training and a syringe full of naloxone are powerful tools.
It takes you from being helpless to being able to save somebody's life. If one of your neighbor's kids is messing with something, he doesn't know what he's doing, he ODs, you can save his life. And then you go from there, you know?
In the last 2 months, according to Dr. Seal, addicts intervened in 8 life-threatening overdoses with naloxone and rescue breathing, perhaps preventing 8 deaths. William wants to stay alive because now he's clean. Buzz wants to stay alive until he's ready to be clean. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in San Francisco.